Okay, it's 6 o'clock, or 5 o'clock, excuse me. Time for our special meeting. And Madam Clerk, if you'd call a roll.
I will. Mr. Mayor, Jim Sykes.
Here.
Matthew Beck.
Here.
Ron Arvin.
Here.
Steve Culligan.
Here.
Dan Mayfield.
Here.
I'm expecting Barbara Doty, Vern Halter. Here. You do have a quorum, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. We have the agenda before us. Is there any desire to change that? Is there any objection? Hearing none, that will be our business. Brings us to the pledge. I'd like our Canvas Board Director, Ms. Kiesling, to lead us in the pledge, if she would. See who signed up under audience participation. Okay, what a surprise. Mr. Eugene Haberman.
My name is Eugene Carl Haberman. I represent myself. I follow the public process. The public process done appropriately is an decision made by the governing body is more likely in the public interest. I speak to you here tonight on the election certification. I'm greatly concerned about how you're doing it again, like I said last year. There was no advertising of the Canvas Board meetings. There was no opportunity for the public to know what they have a chance to observe the Canvas Board and how they count the ballots and so forth. You do it differently than the cities of Palmer, Wasilla, and Houston, and that's contemptible, simply as that. That's not the way to do it. And you say, previous year, you said that representatives up here said, well, we're different from the cities, we can do this way. I should also raise concern is the idea of every vote being counted, make sure that, and the Canvas Board reports that I've seen here reflect the situation is that you'll let the people know that their vote didn't count, and then they have no chance to appeal it. So you'll certify an election where there's no appeal of those votes that didn't get counted. What I mean by didn't count is they were disqualified. There was something wrong that the Canvas Board felt. And the end result is, it's different than, in fact, Anchorage. Anchorage has such a thing as a Canvas appeal, a hearing before certification. All three cities and the borough is not doing that. And this is wrong. I'm also concerned is that the identification of the number of ballots that didn't get that were disqualified should be clearly identified in these Canvas Board reports. But most importantly, my opportunity to look at this thing is I have to come to the meeting and I look for the Canvas Board report, and I'm also looking for the resolution. There is no resolution I'm seeing. And it's not part of the website for agenda is there for this meeting, but there is no packet, which should reflect a Canvas Board report as part of this meeting. But you're not doing that. And this is wrong. And I have to come to this meeting and see something like Canvas Board report, but it should be part of a packet tied to the website. And you know what I'm talking about, because the next meeting is 6 o'clock. You have a packet and you have an agenda. But this is not right. I can go on and on, but I also note there. I understand there's an appeal with a decision on one of the items on the concerning the votes that's just been filed a few minutes before. Such a case, it needs to. The public here has not had a chance to look at those papers. It's just got placed on the table on the side, and for having public comments, the public hasn't had a chance to look at it. And before you make decision, you need to hear from the public. You have audience participation this year, thank God. Last year, you did after you certified the election. and there was no chance for public comment. This year, I thank you for doing that, but you need to have public comment prior to certification.
Thank you.
And after all that information is available to the public. Thank you.
We do have another sign up here, Doyle Holmes.
Evening, Mr. Mayor, Madam Clerk, Mr. Attorney, members of the Assembly. As we all know, the integrity of the ballot process is supposed to be 100%. And there were some questions about the handling of the ballots from Talkeetna. And so I filed a notice of contest of election. I think that the campaigns were ran fairly. The problem is with the ballots themselves were handled by at least three different people. In one case, one by themselves. And the ballots themselves are still in a sealed envelope, which have never been checked against the actual serial numbers of the ballots that left the borough building. So they're still in the hands of the clerk. So the purpose of my notice of contest of election was to get the canvas board to open that envelope up, take a look at those ballots, and make sure that the serial numbers that are in there are the same ones that were sent out. If nothing else happens from it, over the years, I've spent a lot of money and time getting election laws changed to the betterment of the system. And if the only thing that comes out of this is that it never happens again, then I would be happy with the process. So, thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody else that wishes to speak? Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of the Assembly. Michelle Church, I live in Palmer, and I just want to congratulate the candidates who were successful in this election and just say that I have watched elections processed for years, and the Canvas Board is really above reproach, and I thank them for their work. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Terry Snyder from Palmer. I just too want to add my comments in regards to the work the Canvas Board does. As somebody who has watched that really closely, I have the utmost respect for our Canvas Board and our process. And I want to give a special shout out and thanks to not only Lonnie, who, I don't know how you do it, Lonnie, but the whole clerk's office that really goes through a hailstorm to make sure we have a fair and equitable election. So thank you, and thank you very much.
Anybody else? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing. I wonder if the attorney would speak to the process for this challenge. This is code-driven, I take it.
It is. Mr. Mayor, members of the Assembly, so basically what code says is that there's, it's 2540.010, talks about grounds for election contest, and then 020 talks about the procedure. And then it says, upon receiving a notice of contest, the Assembly shall order an investigation be conducted by the borough, by the clerk and the borough attorney. Those contesting the election, those whose election is contested, and the public shall be allowed to attend all investigation and recounting proceedings. So I've taken a quick look at the election contest. It was filed approximately 15 or 20 minutes before the meeting started here. But I think what we should do tonight is you can certify the remainder of, and it actually, certifying the remainder of the races. So I think you can certify the remainder of the races, proceed through tonight. Don't certify the one that has the contest for it, and that at the beginning of the next meeting, the clerk and I can talk during the break, start to talk about when we might do this. It would be my anticipation that we do it quickly, within the next few days. We'll have to talk to, have to take a look at this, figure out who we need to talk to, who we need to bring in, probably do them here in this room if it's available, and then we can give a report at the beginning of next meeting under either attorney's comments or clerk's comments about when we'll meet and what we'll be doing, so that anyone who's here in the room who wants to stay to find out when and where this is all going to happen can.
Mr. Deputy Mayor.
Mr. Halter's in a couple, few days.
That's correct.
So if this process goes on for some time, does that seat then just sit vacant until the contest is ruled with some outcome?
Potentially. Again, if we get this done in a few election laws and timeframes are very accelerated, post-election, things like that. But yes, the answer is it could remain vacant, just as if, you know, when Assemblymember Culver resigned after he got elected to House, it took a few weeks to make the appointment of Assemblymember Doty. Several years ago, when former Mayor Menard passed away, the mayor's seat was vacant until a special election. So it's not common, it's not completely unheard of to have a vacant seat for some period of time. The members who are currently seated serve until next Monday. So just if the clerk and I are able to, you know, get through it and have something to report back to the assembly, potentially as early as next week, Tuesday, there's a special meeting with the Planning Commission, a joint meeting with the Planning Commission next Tuesday night. It could be then, or it could be the following Tuesday.
Thank you. Okay, items of business. Let's have the Canvas Board report, please. And I just like to say I concur with the testimony we've had. I've followed your process, and I couldn't find any holes in it. Couldn't even find any dead people have voted.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and members of the Assembly, and all concerned and gathered here tonight. The Canvas Board work began Wednesday morning, October 7. Our first step was to review the borough election initial returns spreadsheet with each of the borough's 41 precinct ballot accountability reports, which we often refer to as the BAR. For each precinct, we checked, number one, their ballot receipt with the color or type or types of ballots that they had received. Two, the number of precinct poll voters at that precinct determined by counting voter signatures in precinct registers and comparing the count to the precinct's AccuVote count tape. Third, we noted the questioned ballot register, the number of signatures count with the number of questioned ballot envelopes issued. Four, we noted any special needs ballots issued, if any. Five, and we wondered, were there any special spoiled ballots in their materials from precinct? Election materials available for the Canvas Board use through the BAR review per precinct are, where needed, sealed used ballot stubs, sealed unused ballots, the ballot precinct receipt, the precinct register, the precinct question ballot register, their AccuVote tape, and their spoiled ballot envelope. If needed, we can ask for and count we can ask for the sealed Tyvek envelope and count those actual ballots from the precinct. After the BAR reviews, there were five update corrections that were made to the initial election spreadsheet from election night. Special Canvas focus was given to the Talkeetna Precinct Ballot Accountability Report. That precinct's AccuVote machine had malfunctioned in late afternoon, somewhere after 5 p.m., and it would not accept any ballots, nor would it accept an Ender card. Per protocol instructions from the clerk's office, Talkeetna precinct workers were instructed to have voters deposit their ballots into the ballot box side emergency slot. At 8 p.m., the Talkeetna Board accounted for their precinct voting activity and they completed their ballot accountability report. They then sealed all their day's ballots into a Tyvek transport envelope with a signed tamper-proof seal applied. In order to not have some ballots tabulated through an AccuVote and others not because of the breakage of the AccuVote, the Mat-Su Borough Clerk made arrangements with the Houston City Clerk, who picked up all Talkeetna election materials, including the sealed ballots Tyvek envelope, and took everything to Houston City Hall, where she was met by the Mat-Su Borough Clerk and Deputy Clerk, who had brought a new AccuVote unit and a new memory card. Two clerks ran all the Talkeetna ballots through the replacement AccuVote and ran the Ender card, while the third clerk counted voter signatures in Talkeetna's precinct register. The count matched and were then called into Mat-Su Borough Clerk staff so they could update the election night returns. The Canvas Board found the Talkeetna results to be accurate as reported on their signed ballot accountability report as on the AccuVote tape from that precinct. The Canvas Board then reviewed all election AVO final bar reports, that would be absentee voting officer sites, which take place up to 15 days prior before an election. At the Division of Elections, one ballot issued had been noted as being a particular color. In actuality, it was another color and therefore another ballot, and that was corrected on their ballot envelope. At the borough, one special needs ballot had not been noted on a daily accountability sheet, and that lack of intro was corrected. This year's ballots were identifiable by color across the heading, gray being an area-wide ballot, and other ballot types being blue, beige, lavender, yellow, or pink. The colors simplified ballot type usage identification during the Canvas report and period. We started absentee ballot processing on Thursday midday. Absentee ballots include absentee by mail, absentee in person, and special needs ballots. All 41 precinct registers were in use for us. All borough voter registers as of 9/16/15, which were available on the laptop. In other words, it was like the big four book Mat-Su register, which we now had consolidated into one laptop system, and that was hugely helpful to us. A Canvas Board member was maintaining a written absentee database update per voter activity to cross-check with the borough's final report, which was being built also as we worked. Another board worker maintained a second written database update and also handled the state's VREMS system, VREMS being the state voter registration for the entire state. We had use of the borough ArcMap program on laptop, so to review split precincts or other property boundary issues to determine ballot eligibility. We had all the voter envelopes filed alphabetically and they were handled one at a time with canvas notes added to be sorted out later for counting. And then the clerk's office maintained another laptop whereby they were entering canvas process notes to create the final borough election database report. Every 30 to 100 ballots processed, we stopped and we counted the number of voter envelopes we had processed. We checked the information to that date on the borough final database, and each of our two written records were hand counted and compared four ways, all four of us, to make sure that we were all on the same number at the same time. That would include full count, partial count, and no count. Of the 1,609 absentee ballots voted, 1,585 were full count. 9 were partial count, area-wide only. 3 were partial count, area-wide and assembly only. And 12 were no count. One absentee by mail ballot was signed and ID'd by the voter, witnessed and dated October 5th, postmarked in Chicago on October 5th, but was not received at the borough until October 13th. Did I say August? I'm sorry, I meant October 5th. Witnessed and dated October 5th, postmarked in Chicago October 5th, but not received by the borough until October 13th. Moving on to the question ballots, one precinct question ballot was run through their AccuVote machine. It was a gray ballot, the only type available at that precinct. During processing, one question ballot envelope was found to hold an orange Wasilla City ballot. The borough clerk promptly delivered this orange ballot to the city of Wasilla and retrieved for canvas purpose our own borough ballot, still in its unopened envelope. It had been rejected by Wasilla Canvassing because that voter was not a resident of any City of Wasilla precinct. Another peculiarity was that one precinct had identified on their question ballot register that all their question ballot voters had received a blue ballot. In actuality, the only ballot available there was a gray ballot. The ballot type issued had to be validated by color type noted on each of their question ballot envelopes. A number of voters had to vote a question ballot because their name was not found on their precinct register. The registers are ordered from and printed by the state. 603 question ballots were processed beginning October 13. 451 were full count all. 96 were partial count. The reasons for partial count, they were voting out of precinct with eligible ballot not available where they were voting. Or number two, the voter had moved to a new area with a different ballot eligibility, but had not re-registered 30 days prior to the election. It should be noted that all area-wide only partial count voters were still eligible for and did vote for the borough mayor race, the school board race, and on the two borough propositions. 56 of our ballots for questioned were not counted because the voter either was not registered in Mat-Su, was registered in Mat-Su after 9/6/15, or was not in the Alaska VREMS system, in other words, the voter registration statewide. A challenge to ballot counting scheduling was brought to Canvas Board on Saturday, October 17, namely questioning storage security of ballots from the time that the canvas board packaged and sealed the ballots into Tyvek envelopes in order to ready them for the review team, to the actual canvas delivering the ballots for counting, which did take place on Monday. Canvas gave careful consideration but rejected the challenge. A particular notice this year was dedicated interest shown by individuals collectively who observed basically 100% of the canvassing process. Thank you for your patience. That was our year this year. Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you. I guess you couldn't be colorblind and work on that board, I would take it. Yeah, Madam Clerk, would... I'm going to ask the clerk to introduce the canvassing board.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to say I do thank the canvas board for all they did. It is a long process, and it's a lot of work, two weekends in a row, and it is a lot of work. We do have Jerry Keeling. We got Shirley Mills, Bev Zobel, and Teresa. All of a sudden, your last name has escaped. Thompson. Sorry about that, Teresa. Thank you for all your hard work.
Any questions from the assembly? Okay, time for certification. Is there a motion, Mr. Deputy Mayor?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move to certify the election results for the October 6, 2015 regular borough election as presented by the Canvas Board, except for the Assembly District Number 7 race, as an election contest has been filed.
Okay, the motion's on the table. Is there a discussion? Is there objection, or do you really want to vote on it? I don't hear any objection, so we'll consider that certified. So, Madam Clerk, would you lead in the oaths of office, please?
I will, and if I can ask Mr. Halter to join me down here on the floor. And if I can get you to raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Vern Halter.
I, Vern Halter.
Having been duly elected.
Having been duly elected.
To the office of the Matanuska-Susitna Borough Mayor.
To the office of the Matanuska-Susitna Borough Mayor.
With the term beginning.
With the term beginning.
On October 26th, 2015.
On October, the term beginning on October
26th, 2015.
How about tonight?
Do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
And defend.
And defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Alaska.
The Constitution of the State of Alaska.
And the Matanuska-Susitna Borough Code.
And the Matanuska-Susitna Borough Code.
And that I will honestly.
And I will honestly.
Faithfully and impartially.
Honestly, faithfully, and impartially.
Discharge my duties.
Discharge my duties.
As mayor.
As mayor.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God. Thank you very much.
If I could have Ms. Doty and Mr. McKee join me up front, please. If I can get you to repeat after me, and I'll have you state your name. I, state your name.
I, Barbara Doty.
Having been duly elected.
Duly elected.
To the office of.
The office of
Matanuska-Susitna Borough Assembly.
Matanuska-Susitna Borough Assembly.
With the term.
With the term.
Beginning on.
Beginning on.
October 26, 2015.
October 26, 2015.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
And defend. And defend.
And defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Alaska.
The Constitution of the State of Alaska.
And the Matanuska Susitna Borough Code.
And the Matanuska Susitna Borough Code.
And that I will honestly.
And that I will honestly.
Faithfully.
Faithfully.
And impartially.
And impartially.
Discharge my duties.
Discharge my duties.
As Assembly Member.
As Assembly Member.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Okay, Mr. Manager, do you have any comments?
Congratulations, and congratulations to the voting staff team. Sitting here, I kind of realize you're like a home plate umpire. You got to be perfect to hear silence. So, and you did a great job this year. Thank you.
Mr. Spropoulos.
I'll save my comments for the next meeting.
Okay. Must be something legal going on. Madam Clerk.
I'd like to say congratulations to the newly elected and also to my staff. Not only did they do their normal duties that keeps us busy enough, but we also did three, I can't even think of the word right now. We did three initiative petitions during this time frame. We hired a new deputy clerk who's coming up from the Kodiak Island Borough named Jessica Kilborn. Plus we did elections, so I can't say enough how much I appreciate my staff.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor-elect.
Thank you, Mr. DeVilbiss, Mayor DeVilbiss. I appreciate that. And I just want to thank all the voters who voted both for me or for Mr. DeVilbiss or Rosemary. She was a great candidate. I really enjoyed Rosemary a lot during this campaign and had a chance to watch and see some other part of the electorate that I hadn't really paid a lot of attention to. And you know, I just want to thank some people that helped me a lot. Patty Fisher sitting here, and I just want to personally thank her. She is just a great person, and if anybody doesn't realize, I'm sure all the candidates do about the APOC and all the reports and all the things you have to do financially. It's very detailed and very serious, and she was just wonderful at it, and I really appreciate it. So thank you very much. My wife, Susan, is here tonight. I just want to say hello to her, and thanks for coming, and to everybody else that helped me. Chaz St. George, I appreciate it very much. Debbie Rinke, who has been helping me with my tourist business for, I don't know, at least a decade, stepped in to help me do things, and I really truly appreciate that. John Anderson, he's been kind of my soul and inspiration for many years, and he was our chairperson for our campaign. I just can't thank you enough, John, for guiding me and always keeping me going in the right direction. I do wish Doyle Holmes withdraws his contest of the District 7. I am Randall, congratulations on that come from behind win. I sat in on a couple of Canvas Board meetings. I want to thank the Canvas Board personally. Just watching you and your professionalism with the clerk, Bonnie McKechnie and Jamie and all the other people that work there, just an amazing thing to watch and see. I really appreciate it. I think the borough is very well served with your work. And I know it's not fun to do everything, especially when there's pressure from a lot of different forces. So just thank you very much. And I never thought a year ago I'd be running for borough mayor. You know, it kind of came about, you kind of watch 6 years go by on the assembly. And I do appreciate sitting on the assembly 6 years. Sitting next to my deputy mayor here, Ron Arvin, was a really a thrill for me because we seemed like we could get together and come, you know, tough issues like the road bonds and the school bonds. We seemed to put those together with Jim Culver. I want to mention him. I had a chance to be on with Lynn Woods. She was my, she was deputy mayor when I first started. That was a good thing for me to learn. I guess Helga Larson, I want to thank her because she was the first person. She was chair of the Planning Commission when I first got on the Planning Commission, and she was just a wonderful chair. And I think that kind of brought me to go for the assembly and then to the next step to mayor. So I thought we ran a very positive, very good campaign. We just tried to let people know who I was and why I was running and things like that. And sometimes the outcome comes out the way you want it. And sometimes it doesn't. I've been both directions, by the way. But this was a wonderful thing. I feel great. I want to be as good open mayor as I could possibly be. I want to respect the assembly and have the assembly do the work of the borough and have the mayor and as a guiding light, I guess. And the borough staff, I want to thank John Moosey. He's just put together a great borough staff over the years. I had the fortunate experience to hire Mr. Moosey along with our fellow assembly members 4 or 5 years ago, I guess it was, and he's got all our directors. I feel very comfortable with our directors and the direction we're going, even in a tight fiscal conservative thing that we're in down in Juneau. We're going to have to keep our schools going, keep our roads going. It's kind of frustrating sitting in traffic all the time, so we can't let ourselves fall behind because our schools and population is still growing. And if we let ourselves fall behind, that's the thing that I think will hurt the borough more than any other thing. And so it's a pleasure to be your new mayor. Thank you.
Assemblymember Doty.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm not sure I can top what Mayor-elect Mr. Halter has just said, but I wanted to thank especially the voters and the assembly, which in appointing me gave me a vote of confidence to consider running for this position. They've nurtured me, they've encouraged me, and I appreciate that, including the entire borough staff and the borough manager. It's been a pleasure to learn and listen, and I very much appreciate the vote of confidence from the community itself and the encouragement to continue on. I'd like to personally thank my new to this business manager, my campaign manager, Andrea Bishop, who's in the back here. This is her first time. She did an excellent, excellent job. And along with her was a team. We had a fresh team that I think brought a new flavor, perhaps, to the borough. One of our members was Max Davenport, who's a Colony High School graduate, now a third-year student at University of Alaska, interested in political science. Brian Geary, who represents some of the challenged folks trying to live in the valley with the inability to drive due to a personal disability. We had Terry Irwin, we had Carolyn Covington, bless her heart. She has lots of knowledge and expertise with the APOC process. And Dina Straub, who works with me in my clinic, but was just an excellent representation of what the community could come forward and offer as assistance to me, who had not run a campaign before. So I'd just like to thank all of you that have encouraged me, and I hope that I can do well in this position on your behalf. Thank you.
Outgoing Deputy Mayor, you have any comments? And hey, before you make your comments, I want to give you something we got for you. That isn't exactly where that was scheduled, but but it worked. But did you have other comments?
I would just like to make a couple comments. Congratulations to those that ran for office and that won. Congratulations to Mayor-elect Halter. Ms. Doty, congratulations for retaining your seat. This has been a bit of a journey for me. When I first came to this office, it was under some distinct goals and objectives that compelled me to run for office. And I've learned an awful lot sitting here. I've learned how to get along with people. Because maybe in the beginning I didn't do a very good job of that. And it's a public process, it's a democracy. And I'm excited that it changes at this table every 6 years. I've never been an advocate I have always been an advocate for term limits. I think they should happen at the local level and to the federal level. There's a lot of reasons why people don't agree with that, but that's my opinion. 6 years is enough sitting here. And I am pleased and humbled by the opportunity. I have had a fulfilling life. And in the top five things I've ever done, serving at this board, this assembly, is in the top five things that I've ever done. Thank you.
Thank you. Assemblymember Sykes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to thank everybody who voted. I'd like to thank the Canvas Board. Everybody else has already been thanked, but it really is good that we have such dedicated people and dedicated voters coming out. And I'm going to incorporate in my comments, we do have a detail that I believe the law compels us to do under 2540.010b. It says, upon receiving notice of a contest, the assembly shall order an investigation be conducted by the clerk and the borough attorney. So I would move to direct the clerk and borough attorney to conduct an investigation into the contest as was received.
Is there...
I'd like to make an amendment
Okay.
be concluded by October 27th.
Is it your intent that the board conclude its business by then?
It's my concern to have District 7 assembly seat open beyond October 27th.
Okay, so the whole process, not just appointing the board. Okay. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, that will put the attorney and the clerk to work. And that, so that was the amendment. Is there, we now have the main motion as amended. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, it passes. Is that your comments?
I think that concludes my remarks. Thank you. I wish everyone a fine evening.
Mm-hmm. Assemblymember Mayfield.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, certainly I'd like to thank the Canvas Board for all your fine work. You ladies are terrific, and I appreciate your dedication to doing that and the pressure that's involved in doing that. I want to congratulate the Mayor-elect Halter here. Very fine race. Assemblymember Doty and Assemblymember McKee. I think congratulations are also in order for Assemblymember Randall Kowalki, who will be confirmed later. And I do, you know, I do wish that Mr. Holmes would consider withdrawing his contest of the election. The Canvas Board has reported the fine details that they went through in certifying those numbers, and I think that that is a testament to their work. Lastly, I'd like to thank the mayor himself and Mr. Arvin for their fine service to the Matanuski-Susitna Borough. you gentlemen. I haven't served with you long, just a year, but I found you to be honest, to be men of integrity, and very honorable gentlemen. So I appreciate working with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Assemblymember Beck.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Congratulations to all of those who ran and who won the election. Thank you for your amazing work. And thank you to the clerk's office and the entire staff here at the Borough Building. I did my best to not call too often and try to get updates. It was an exciting time to sit on pins and needles. It was a great process. Thank you for your hard work. And also would like to give my best regards for a prosperous and just a blessed future for Deputy Mayor Arvin and Mayor DeVilbiss. I look forward to hearing of the good things to come from what you'll do. Thank you.
Assemblymember Culligan.
Well, I'll start out with the fact that I'd like to thank the clerk's office and the canvassing board. I think it's pretty much universal, whether you're a candidate or you're helping on a campaign, no matter which side of the aisle you're on, I think we've had a growing respect for the work and the integrity and the process that's been developed over the years that's served us well. And I just wanted to thank you all for the hard work you do. It's not tough. It's also not easy to run for office. Over the years, I've helped out on many campaigns, helped out lots of friends. And it's different when you're a candidate. When you're helping, it's easy to give advice. When you're the candidate, it's always personal, and it's hard to explain that to somebody and not get wrapped up and take it personal. I wanted to thank all of the candidates that ran, and I'd like to congratulate those that did win. But it's not easy, and this is kind of an interesting time when this transition takes place. With that, I have a great respect, Mayor DeVilbiss, and I, like Mr. Arvin said, very much appreciate and grateful for all of your years of service. I know you're not done by any means, and you have some great skills. And I wish you well when you move on and travel abroad and do the missionary work that I know you're so great at. But I've very much appreciated, we might not have agreed all the time, but I very much appreciated that. I knew when you took a stance, I knew exactly where it was and where I stood, and have appreciated it over time. Mr. Arvin and I go way back, and it's been kind of funny. I always say we have a great mutual disrespect for each other. And while we don't always agree, we've had lots of fun and poke back and forth. And I have to say, so far, I've enjoyed most of the time on the borough. Sometimes it's not fun, and I'll remind people doing the people's work, the absolute lowest time was when we had a World War II veteran come in front of us that was behind in his taxes because he was in the hospital, very ill, and had a $3,000 bill with us because he didn't pay his hundreds of dollar bill. And it was very touching when some developers in the crowd reached out and helped him out. But just because of a process and the bureaucracy that we participate in, it was probably the lowest point of being on the assembly, and have to keep reminding myself of that. And during this transition, Mr. Halter, I just remind both you and Mayor DeVilbiss have great character. Different types, but the dog musher, and I always laugh like crazy when you're telling stories of being the judge and the coroner in Dutch Harbor, and the funny stories. It's been great, but I'm looking forward to the future and hope that I know that the borough has a bright future, but I don't want to close the night without thanking the clerk and the like, and make sure that you have our support. And it's been a good time. I'm looking forward to the next several years.
I guess I'm next. I'd like to thank the assembly for a change, leaving me time to speak. I don't know how many times we've come up to midnight or whenever it was, and there wasn't time to speak. But I'm a man of few words, Monday after Monday about noon, when Channel 2 called, my load on my shoulders got a lot lighter. The clerk hadn't texted me yet what the final numbers were, and so Channel 2 informed me. And I'm sure that's because legally she should have posted it publicly first, so it didn't go through the wrong channels. I know there's a good reason. I'm not faulting her. But there's a reality out there that's a lot bigger than this borough, and I look forward to engaging again. I've got a wife to move back from Scotland. I don't know if you remember, Madam Clerk, but 4 years ago when we had this certification ceremony, I was not even in the country. I was in Mexico. And I've had a long ongoing, and my primary education isn't being mayor, it's being a linguist and translator. And I've been had a great deal of enjoyment linking people groups and languages from South America and Siberia, and I look forward to taking my snowbird experience this winter over in Siberia, and had kind of had that on hold. So I leave with no regrets. I gave it my best, my hardest, and put my heart into it, and I'm thankful that I have done that, and I had anticipated burning all my signs after this, because the term limits would have taken away need for them, but I've decided, and this isn't a threat, but but I've decided to screw them up in the top of my barn so they're at least still around, because I need a way to keep the ravens from roosting in the rafters. So with no further ado, we've still got 5 minutes to eat cake out there and get ready for our regular assembly meeting. And thanks, everybody. There's been a lot of thanks going around to the canvassing board and everybody else that's involved, and I'm not going to rehearse all that, but my thanks is very much along those lines as well. So thank you, everybody, and welcome, Mr. Mayor. You can take all those complaints on October 27th. We're adjourned.